Dreamscape presents All Dressed Up by Robin Neely. Narrated by Susanna Jones. Prologue. Gwendolyn Stevens made her way across the brightly lit football field, her pale pink maid of honor dress flowing in the cool, gentle breeze. It only took her seconds to reach the metal bleachers. She took an available seat in the first row next to a young girl wearing a red sweatshirt and jeans, her long blonde hair pulled up in a high ponytail, her nose buried in a book. She'd spent a lot of time sitting with the pretty teenager, her granddaughter, mostly across from her in a vinyl red booth every Sunday afternoon, as Emma Stevens waited in the Starlight Diner with her heart full of hope for a reunion that never came. She patted Emma's shoulder. It would soon.
May I join you?
Gwendolyn looked up to see her best friend, Mary Reed, still in her beautiful vintage wedding dress that wasn't so old the first time she wore it. She loved having her finally here. It had been an eternity. It also was much more fun matchmaking with a partner in crime. She'd need the extra help to pull off the merging of two hearts that didn't want to be merged.
I take it you still haven't left for your honeymoon?
Mary's face lit up.
Not when there's more work to be done.
I'm guessing my husband and I have a lifetime. She paused, bunching up her dress to take a seat. Or is it death time in this place? Gwendolyn couldn't help but chuckle. She'd missed her feisty best friend's sense of humor. She'd been a lone wolf for so long. Too long.
Time as we understood it is relative up here. You'll get the hang of it.
Mary placed her hands on her gown, smoothing the material around her legs. Like I've gotten used to wearing this dress all the time. Got anything else I can put on? Gwendolyn hadn't given it much thought, but they'd both been wearing the same special clothes since Mary's wedding. With one snap of her fingers, both outfits were replaced with blue jeans and colorful wool sweaters, more casual for two dead ladies. Or living spirits, as she preferred. Mary clapped her hands once.
So, Gwenny,
now that Bethany and Adam are engaged and Donovan and Zoe are enjoying their start to happily ever after, who's next for...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?